跟我们的交通。
We thank Sister Nancy for her sharing.
任何一个教会没有祷告，就不可能有真正的复兴和祝福。
Without prayer, there's no church that can revive.
如果我们把祷告当做一件事情去做的话，你就发现读两个钟头的圣经比你跪在那边二十分钟祷告容易得多。
If we only treat prayer as an obligation, then it's much easier to read the Bible than to pray for 2 hours.
但是如果我们真看见祷告的意义和祝福的时候，我们就会喜欢祷告。
But if we truly see the blessing and the significance of prayers, then we will love to pray.
祷告受到我们人和神在圣灵中相会。
Because prayer is the meeting of man and God.
光这么一个思想已经让我们喜欢祷告了。
Just the thought alone will make us to love to pray.
我们来自于我们的神面对面的 encounter.
Because that's the time that we encounter our God face to face.
而祷告第二个重要的意义是我们能够让神的旨意通行在我们中间。
The second significance of prayer is that God's will be done among us.
能够让仇敌的诡计和攻击在我们中间失败。
And we will destroy the schemes of the enemy.
能够让属天的祝福能够真正临到神的儿女们。
So that the heavenly blessings will come upon God's children.
这三件事情神的旨意通行，仇敌失败，人蒙福，都是太大的事。
So all these three things, God's will be done, enemies be defeated, and God's children be blessed. They're so vitally important.
而第三方面，刚才练师特别告诉我们，一个人祷告跟团体的祷告果效差很多。
And there is a big difference between the individual prayer and the corporate prayer.
如果一个人可以叫千人逃跑，两个人可以叫万人逃跑。弟兄姊妹，我们需要大家来参加。
If one person can flee 1,000 and two 10,000, then we need everyone to participate.
我们今天开始说希望大家都准时，所以我也要准时结束，我不能再多讲了。
I'll try to be on time to close my service today.
我非常感谢主，我还是要插进来一句话，为着上个礼拜十周年的聚会，我们感谢主。
I still want to thank the Lord for last week's beautiful meeting for the 10th anniversary.
我自己坐在底下，我非常的感动。
I was greatly touched.
因为我最大的一个感觉就觉得神的祝福、神的同在真在我们中间。
I truly felt that God's blessing is among us.
那个家的感觉、爱的感觉非常实在在我们中间。
And then it just feels like home, so much love.
而且弟兄姊妹上个礼拜的那个参与也非常的实在，这么多年我难得看到这么好的。
And the participation was just great.
从最年长的到年幼到小 Peter, 一岁多都出来啊。
From the elderly brothers to the babies, they all participated.
弟兄姊妹真像一个家一样，我们把感恩、把荣耀来归给神。
Wasn't it just like a big family that we all give praise to God?
饭食组、音响组、招待组、worship team, 各式各样的服事，弟兄姊妹都在那里默默的为神家摆上。
Every single service group all participated so well.
我们真是要把荣耀归给神。
We shall give glory to God.
那么今天开始呢，我要先讲一系列的新的信息。
Starting from today, I will start another new series of Sunday messages.
讲到等候那座有根基的城。
Looking forward to the city with foundation.
那弟兄姊妹，这个整个中心的信息，我们是要讲到有关于教会、关于身体的侍奉和建造。
The main theme is about church and serving in the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，一般的人都不太爱听这样子的信息啊。
Generally, people do not like to hear this type of messages.
人带着难处，带着需要来到神家，都希望听到一些安慰啊、柔软啊、慈爱的信息。
Because when people come to church with their difficulties, they look for messages that will comfort them.
弟兄姊妹，我跟你们保证啊，如果这样子的信息，就是我这一系列要讲的信息，我们真明白的话。
But I guarantee you, if we can truly grasp these messages.
那比我们听到一些爱跟安慰的信息，给我们的祝福更大。
It will bring us much better and bigger blessings than just comforting messages.
姊妹们很喜欢用一个化妆品叫 Mary Kay 啊，你们。
I know sisters like to use a type of cosmetics called Mary Kay.
我是从来不用的。
I never used them before.
但我知道这个姊妹呢，她非常爱主，她的事业非常的成功。
I know this sister Mary Kay. She loves the Lord and she was very successful in her career.
那她的妈妈从小就训练她要学习独立。
And her mother trained her to be independent since she was young.
她的妈妈跟她讲说：“我为你做一顿饭吃，比我教会你做饭，我教会你做饭比我做一顿饭给你吃更重要。”
Her mother used to say, "It's much more important for me to teach you how to cook a meal than to cook a meal for you myself."
弟兄姊妹，如果 如果我们今天对神永远的旨意，或是对整个人生的那个意义和价值有一个准确的认识的话，
If we have an accurate understanding of God's eternal will and the significance of our beings，
比我们现在哎呀碰到一点困难，我要赶快得一点点的帮助来过这个难关。
It would be much more important than for us just to get solutions to overcome our problems right now.
孩子生病了，怎么让孩子生病赶快好？
When our children are sick, how do we make them well right now?
我们要找工作了，怎么样赶快找到一个好工作？
Now we need to look for a job. How do we get the one?
弟兄姊妹，不是这些事情不重要。
I'm not saying that these things are not important.
而是这些事情跟神整个的永远旨意都是分不开来的。
Actually, these have a lot to do with God's eternal will.
如果我们没有一个整体的图画的话，
But if we do not grasp this overview,
我们天天看的都是很细琐很狭窄的事情，
then all we care is just the minor details of life.
我记得在同工聚会的时候我曾经讲过一个故事，
I remember sharing a story with you in co-workers meeting.
一个观光客到巴黎去，他们正在盖那个 Eiffel Tower 那个巴黎斜塔的那个铁塔。
A tourist went to see during the construction of aEiffel Tower in Paris.
他碰到第一个工人，问他说：“你在做什么？”
So he asked the first construction worker, "What are you doing?"
他说：“我还能做什么呢？我不过混口饭吃就是了。”
He says, "What else can I do? I'm just trying to make a living here."
这是用一个非常无可奈何、埋怨的态度过他一生的人。
So he has his life in a passive way.
他碰到第二个人，第二个人正在那里做水泥，正在那里灌。
And then the second worker he encountered was working on the mortar.
他说你在这里做什么？
So he asked him, "What are you doing here?"
他说我在这里为这个事情打地基，地基很重要的。
He says, "I'm laying the foundation here. It's very important."
弟兄姊妹，至少他知道他在做什么。
So at least he knows what he was doing.
那碰到第三个人。
So now the third worker.
在这里焊东西，焊接东西。
He is welding something.
他说你在做什么？
So he asked him, "What are you doing here?"
他整个脸就放出了荣光。他说难道你不知道吗？
And then his entire face just shined and brightened up. Says,
我们正在为法国建一个地标，那建成之后是我们整个法国的荣耀。
Don't you see that we're building this landmark for France? That's the glory of our country.
他们三个人没有一个人可以盖整个的巴黎铁塔的。
None of these three can build the entire Eiffel Tower.
但是一个人当他有整个的蓝图，知道他在做什么的时候，他的人生不一样。
But if the person knows the entire blue plan, then the So his life is so different.
他不是用一个无可奈何、人在江湖身不由己的态度过生活。
So he does not just live day by day passively.
那他也不是像第二个人平平凡凡、好像忙忙碌碌的过他的生活。
Or just live a rather ordinary life like the second person.
他乃是带着意向和使命，他充充实实、那么有劲的来过他的生活。
But he lived his life actively with a mission and vision in mind.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要认识神永远的旨意到底是什么。
So we need to know what the internal will of God is.
然后我们也要知道，到底我在神永远的旨意里面，我扮演的角色是什么。
Then we also need to know what do I have to do in this eternal will. What's my role?
当我们真掌握住的时候，
If we can truly grasp.
那我们在我们生活一切的遭遇里面，我们有一个清楚的方向。
So in all our circumstances of life, we will still have a clear direction.
我们至少知道我们是为何而战。
At least we know what we are fighting for.
我们知道人生的意义是什么。
And we know what our meaning of life is.
我们也会用一个比较正确而一个永恒的态度来反映我们的遭遇。
And we will react to our life problems with eternal, accurate attitude.
所以当我们在这里要讲到神永远旨意的时候，
So when we talk about eternal will of God here,
弟兄姊妹，我们都需要向神有一个祷告。
We need to have this prayer to God.
求神将那世人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
May the Lord give us the spirit of understanding and wisdom.
让我们讲的听的我们都能够在主的面前听得明白。
So all of us who are speaking and listening will understand.
弟兄姊妹，神整个永远的旨意都集中在基督和教会的身上。
And the eternal will of God lies on Christ and the church.
那圣经里面关于教会有很多很多的表号。
And there are many things representing church in the Bible.
讲金灯台讲到是教会的表号。
Like the golden lampstand, it represents the church.
讲到家，神的家是一个教会的表号。
Like God's family, God's house.
弟兄姊妹，有很多这方面的，但是有三个非常重要的，我们都要知道。
But there are three very important things that we need to know.
那第一个讲到身体。
First is the body.
那教会就是基督的身体。
Because church is the body of Christ.
那第二个呢？
Second,
讲到是心腹，是羔羊的妻。
It's the bride, it's the wife of the Lamb.
那第三个？
Third,
讲到圣城新耶路撒冷。
It's the New Jerusalem, the holy city.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上用这三个非常重要的表号，让我们从不同的角度来认识教会。
All these three things represent the church and give us the understanding of the church.
讲到身体的时候，重在同一个生命，还有在这个生命里面我们的配搭。
And when we talk about the body, we emphasize on we are all being in one life, and we are to work together in this one life.
讲到心腹，讲到羔羊的妻，重在爱，重在顺服。
And the bride and the wife of the Lamb tells us that we need to love and obey.
教会跟基督的关系是一个爱的关系，是一个顺服的关系。
Because the relationship between church and Christ is loving and obedient.
而讲到圣城新耶路撒冷的时候
，And when we mention the holy city, New Jerusalem,
重在神那个伟大的建造。和教会最后那个伟大的见证。
We pay attention to this great work of God and this great testimony at the end.
所以我们这一连串要讲的信息啊。
So with this series of messages.
一方面我们知道在天上有一个荣耀的圣城有一天要降临。
On one hand, we ought to know that one day this glorious city will come down from heaven.
神一直在那里经营建造这座城。
And God's been working and making the city.
有一天这座荣耀的城要从天而降，神旨意要完成。
One day when the will of God is completed, this holy city will come down from heaven.
而另外一方面在地上，在我们的生活，在我们的教会生活里面。
And on the other hand, while our life here on earth at church,
神把我们摆在基督的身体里面。
We are all grouped together in this body of Christ.
我们都得到了同一个生命。
We have received the same life.
而我们怎么样在这个生命的里面，我们一同来侍奉神，一同来走天路。
So how do we serve and walk together in this one life?
我们需要读几节的圣经，我们很快的翻一下啊。
Let's read some scriptures.
诗篇八十七篇第一节到第三节。
Psalm 87 verses 1-3.
因为今天时间很有限，我不等你们了，我念了啊。
Psalm 87 verses 1-3.
耶和华所立的根基在圣山上，他爱锡恩的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处。神的城啊，有荣耀的事乃指着你说的。这里特别讲到神爱锡恩的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
Verse 2 says, The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob.
这座城，神说，在这里说，神的城啊，有荣耀的事是指着你说的。
And there are glorious things said about you, O city of God.
第五节的后半，至高者必亲自建立这城。
And the Most High Himself will establish her.
我们请翻到希伯来书十一章。
Then Hebrews chapter 11.
两节圣经323页。第八节到第十节。
Verses 8 through 10.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样。因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。我们跳到第十三节。
And verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心使的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
That was verses 13 through 16.
好，在这里这一段的圣经里面，我们注意到几件事啊。第一个，这些蒙召的人都是存着信心使的，并没有得着所应许的。
Please note that in this passage, it tells us that all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive what they have been promised.
因为那座城不是一个物质的城，是一个属天属灵的城。
Because that city was not of material, but heavenly and spiritual.
那座城的完成是在神旨意完成的时候，它才完成的。
The city will be completed when the will of God is fulfilled.
所以旧约的人都在等候我们。
So all these people, all the saints in the Old Testament are waiting for us.
Because
we are all part of that city and God is working on us.
等到我们都进去了以后, 那座城完成了, 神的旨意就完成了。
When we all enter in and complete the city, and that's the completion of God's will.
那第二件事情, 讲到他们从远处望见, 就说到他们都看见了这个意象。
But yet they all saw and welcomed it from afar.
然后他们欢喜地来迎接。
So they welcomed it because they saw it in the vision. So all their life was full of joy. Full of hope.
因为他一直朝着那条路去,欢喜地迎接那座城,
because they were walking toward that city, welcoming that city.
弟兄姊妹, 这也是我讲这篇信息的一个负担, 希望我们能够脱离那个狭窄, 自我中心的生活模式。
That is also my burden for this message. We hope that we can depart from a self-centered lifestyle.
让那座吸引神的城今天也吸引我们。
So that city of God today will also appeal to us.
让我们欢喜地去迎接他。
So that we will welcome it joyfully.
那第三个, 他们因着这个看见, 他们就承认自己在地上是做寄居的,是客旅的。
Because of this vision, they admitted that they are aliens and strangers on earth.
他们不甘心被世界扣留, 世界残累捆绑他们。
They will not be kept or entangled by this world.
那第四个说到他们一路上, 都有被淘汰的机会。
And all on this heavenly way, they had a chance to be eliminated.
他们只要想念所离开的家乡, 随时可以回去的。
Because if they had been thinking of the country they had left, they all had a chance to return.
弟兄姊妹, 一面来说, 这是一条荣耀的道路。
So on one hand, this is a glorious path.
这是一条蒙福的道路。
Blessed one.
但是一路, 一面来说, 一路上, 都有我们被淘汰的机会。
But all the way, there is opportunity and chance that we get or we can drop out.
只要我们想念,
as long as we think of the country we have left, we can always return.
但是圣经上告诉我们这些人, 他们却羡慕这个更美的家乡, 就是在天上。
But then the Bible says instead they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one.
然后底下就说到, 神被称为这些人的神, 并不以为耻, 神给他们预备了一座城。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and He has prepared for them a city.
这就是我们说的,
so they are all waiting and looking forward to the city with foundation.
亚伯拉罕, 以撒, 雅各, 大卫, 但以理, 一路上过来的人, 都在等候这座有根基的神。
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Daniel, and David, they are all waiting for the city.
这座城是神所经营所建造的。
And the architect and builder of this city is God Himself. Lastly, let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
Verse 21, 第一节, 我又看见一个新天新地, 因为先前的天地已经过去了, 海也不再有了, 我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷, 从神那里, 由神那里从天而降, 预备好了, 就如心腹装饰整齐, 等候丈夫。
That was verses 1 through 2.
好, 那我们再跳到第十节。
Let's skip to verse 10.
对, 第九节的后半, 天使对他说, 你过来, 我要将心腹, 就是羔羊的妻, 指给你看, 我被圣灵感动, 天使就带我到一座高大的山, 将那由神那里从天而降的圣城, 耶路撒冷只是我城中有神的荣耀。底下就开始讲到这个城多么的荣耀。
And then the passages after these verses describe the splendor of the city.
每一样都是宝石。
Everything is of precious stone.
那我们跳到21节。
Let's skip to verse 21.
一直到24节。 十二个门是十二颗珍珠, 每个门是一颗珍珠, 城内的街道是金金, 好像明透的玻璃。 我未见城内有殿, 因主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿, 那城内又不用日月光照, 因为神的荣耀光照, 又有羔羊为城的灯, 列国要在城的光里行走, 地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那城。 好, 那我们的圣经就读到这。
This concludes our scripture reading.
弟兄姊妹,从我们刚才所读的这几处的圣经,我们知道几件重要的事。
From these passages that we just read, there are a few things we need to know.
第一件事情,这座城是神整个终极旨意完成的一个表号。
First, this city is the ultimate will of God.
因为圣经上讲到，当神旨意整个完成的时候。
When finally the will of God is completed,
他要把整个现在我们所看得见的宇宙、天地、万有卷起来，像卷衣服一样。
He will roll away the old heaven and earth that we see today.
整个天地要被更新，有一个新天新地要降临。
There will be new heaven and new earth.
也说到神旨意整个完成了。
And that's the completion of God's will.
而当新天新地降临的时候，我们就发现圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
And when the new heaven and new earth starts, the city of Jerusalem will come down out of heaven from God.
而这座城，他说里面满有神的荣耀。
And the city will be filled with God's glory.
因为这个城只有一个成分，弟兄姊妹。
Because the city is made of one material.
就是基督的生命。
And that is the life of Christ.
所有重生得救的人都是这个城里面的一部分。
All saved are part of the city.
有蓝宝石、绿宝石、红宝石。 各式各样的宝石都受到今天我们重生得救的圣徒们。
And there are all kinds of jewels and precious stones representing of saints.
那神界的各样的环境在我们身上做制作的工作。
Through all circumstances, God is working on His saints.
把我们从属土的做成属天的。
So that we will be transformed from earthly to heavenly.
把我们从卑贱的做成荣耀的。
From lowly to glory.
把我们从软弱的做成刚强的。
From weak to strong.
弟兄姊妹，这是神一生在你我身上所有的工作。
And that is God's work on us in our life.
而当我们在基督里面所有的得胜和得少。
And all the victories and all the gain in Christ
都成为这圣城的一部分。
Will become part of the city.
好，弟兄姊妹，这个城是一个太大的城。
What a glorious and big city that is.
圣经用4000里来形容，长宽高都是4000里。
And it has the same length, width, and height, and it's about 1200 miles today.
你能想象物质上一个4000里长宽高的城吗？像美国这么大。
Can you imagine a city as big as America today?
弟兄姊妹，就讲到这个城的荣耀，历代的圣徒、上主的生命都被累积在这个城里面。
And that city is stored up and accumulated by all these precious life of saints in all generations.
而圣经上告诉我们，主神全能者和羔羊为神的殿。
And the Bible says the Lord God Almighty and Lamb are its temple.
里面不用光的，因为神自己就做他的光。And
the city does not need any lighting because God Himself is the light.
里面不用灯的，因为羔羊为城的灯。And
there's no need for lamps because the Lamb is the lamp.
那时候列国要在城的光中行走。And
all nations will walk by its light.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在词穷，不知道怎么去形容那座伟大的城。
And none of our words can fully describe the splendor of that city.
光物质的城已经够我们受吸引了。
It's enough of attraction for us if it's just a material city.
那个城是街道是纯金的金金啊，金到一个地步变成透明的金了。The
streets are pure gold to a point it looks like transparent glass.
然后不去讲这些了。Okay,
I will not talk about it more.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是神整个永远的旨意。
But that is the will of God, eternal will of God.
细节我们底下会有十一二堂继续会讲到，所以先不要急。So
I will cover the details in the coming more than 10 messages.
但是至少要知道这是神永远的旨意。At
least we have to know that is the eternal will of God.
所以保罗劝我们。Therefore
Paul exhorts us.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。Do
not be foolish, but understand it. What the will of God is.
弟兄姊妹，在这个时代里面，太多的事情叫我们迷糊了。
Because there are too many things distract and tempt us today.
我们忽略了，我们忘记了，我们搞不懂神永远的旨意到底是什么。
So we neglect and we forget and we don't understanding the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，不要嫌我啰嗦，觉得讲这样子的枯燥的题目干什么？
Please do not think I'm just too wordy and I keep on nagging.
如果我们不认识神永远的旨意，也不活在其中的话，
If we do not know the eternal word of God and we do not live in it,
我就跟弟兄姊妹保证，那天我们见神的时候，是我们这一生最大的懊悔。
I will guarantee you that day when we see God, it will be the greatest loss and regret.
因为神的旨意不仅仅伟大，太有福气了。
Because not only the will of God is great, but blessing,
blessed.
We have to know it and live by it.
We ought
to know what God really wants.
I think we have no one to go to DMV to apply for a driver's test.
I'm sure none of us, when we go to take the driver's test, we will tell the the person that even if I fail the test, that's okay, but I'm very, very good at cooking.
所以你要去考路试，你就知道他要的是什么。
Because when we go to take the driver's test, we ought to know what they want from us.
你天天在家练习做菜有什么用呢？
So what good is it if you're very good at cooking?
如果你要去申请一个工作当 software engineer,
if you're applying for a job to be a software engineer,
你就跟那个 interview 你的这个 director 讲说，哎呀，我电脑不太熟，但是我唱歌唱得很好听啊。
So if you tell your interviewer, even though I'm not very good at computer, but I sing very well.
哎，我是我们教会诗班的台柱，我是神运要挖角的对象。
And I'm the best singer at our church choir.
啊，弟兄姊妹，人家不管你的。
But why would they care?
所以你将来去见主的时候，你也不能说主啊，我在地上我做了这个，我做了那个。
So that day when we face the Lord, we cannot brag about our achievements on earth.
主耶稣早就说了，凡称呼我主啊主啊的，不能都进神的国。
The Lord has told us long time ago that not everyone who calls me Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行神旨意的才能进去。
Only those who obey the will of God.
老约翰劝我们，这世界和其上的事，一切的情欲都要过去。
Apostle John tells us the world and its desires will one day pass away.
我们所有看得见摸得着喜欢的享受，世上的愁苦有一天都要过去。
Everything that we enjoy, everything tangible, even our sorrows will one day pass away.
唯独遵循神旨意的永远长存。
Only the man who does the will of God will live forever.
所以保罗在罗马书十二章劝我们不要去效法这个时代。
Therefore Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world.
要心意更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
教你们查验何为神纯全善良可喜悦的旨意。
So that you will be able to test and approve God's will, His good, pleasing and perfect will.
弟兄姊妹，世界的神就用世界的潮流来吸引我们，来影响我们的脚步。
Because the gods of this world are trying to influence us with the pattern of this world.
保罗劝我们不要效法这个时代。
But Paul says, do not be conformed to this world.
主牧师在底下，他最不喜欢基督徒讲的一句话，就是人在江湖身不由己。
Pastor told of this hate when Christian says, oh, we're not ourselves, we just can't help it.
那是不信耶稣的人讲的。
Because those belong to the pagans, the Gentiles.
我们今天认识主的人，我们不讲这句话。
We will not say something like that. We who know the Lord.
世界的潮流就是叫我们人在江湖身不由己。
Because the trend of the world is influencing us, is forcing us.
大家都往那里跑，我就跟着跑。
Everyone is running in this direction, therefore I must run in this direction.
有一次在越野赛跑，有100多个人参加。
One time there was a cross-country race, and then more than 100 people.
那前面那些赢的人、跑的人都是跑一条路，所以后面人都朝那个路去跑。
Because all the good runners run in one direction, and everyone else just follows.
在一百多个人里面，只有4个人，他们突然发现不是那条路，应该是另外一条路。
But although this more than 100, only 4 people found out they were running on the wrong course.
虽然他们比别人慢到，但是得奖的是他们。
Even though they were slower than other people, but then they were the winners.
因为他们跑出去了。
Because they took the right. The other detour.
那些没有成见的人看，哎呀，那么多人，一百多个人都往那跑，一定是这里。
Those who did not have a clear direction, they just followed the majority of the crowd.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们也不要效法这个时代。
Do not conform to this world.
要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神纯全善良可喜悦的旨意。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so you will be able to prove God's perfect, good, and pleasing will.
所以这座城市太宝贵了。
What a precious city this is.
我们要认识它。
We ought to know it.
在积极方面，保罗告诉我们。
We ought to actively know it.
他说：“我听见你们的日子，我就不住的为你们祷告。”
Therefore, Paul says, "When I hear about you, I earnestly pray for you."
那求你们在一，就是愿你们在一切属灵的智慧和悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
Paul says, "I'm asking God to fill you with the knowledge of God's will, so through all spiritual wisdom and understanding."
好叫你们行事为人对得起主。凡事蒙他喜悦。
So that you will live a life worthy of his calling.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要满心知道神的旨意是什么。
So we ought to know God's will.
好让我们行事为人对得起主。
So that we will live a life worthy of the Lord.
好让我们凡事能够讨他的喜悦。
That we will do everything to please him.
所以我们要求主不让我们做一个失迷的人。
May the Lord help us not to get lost.
而第二件呢，这座城它不仅仅是神终极旨意的完成，它也是神最爱 神亲自经营建造的。
And this city, not only that it's the eternal word of God, but it's also the love of God's heart. And God is building and making it right now by himself.
其实神整个的旨意都集中在他孩子。在他儿子耶稣基督的身上。
The entire God's will is focusing on His Son.
万有是借着他造的，是因着他造的，也是为着他造的。
All creation is made of Him, by Him, and through Him.
而神的旨意要叫一切他的儿子充满一切的万有。
And God's will is that His Son will fill all and in all.
而以弗所书第一章告诉我们，有一天神要叫万有都终结在他儿子的里面。
And Ephesians tells us that one day all will be concluded in His Son.
而圣经告诉我们，这座城就是神自己和羔羊作为城的殿。
And then the Bible tells us, in this city, the God Almighty and the Lamb will be its temple.
啊，神太爱他了。
Because God loves it so much.
神整个心都在这座城上。
So all His heart is on the city.
刚才我们读的诗篇八十七篇第二节说到，他爱锡安的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
The Psalm 87 we just read, verse 2 says, The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob.
我们的神是创造宇宙万有的神。
Our God is the maker of heaven and earth.
他说有就有，命立就立。
And everything was made by His word.
整个宇宙现在大到一个地步，天文学家还是不知道宇宙的尽头在哪里。
The universe is so big that no scientists know the limit and the size.
能够发现到的是有几百亿个星系。
And there's just so many galaxies beyond counting.
然后每一个星系里面又有几百亿个星球。
And then even let alone the number of stars.
哎，我们地球不过是中间的一点点，连海沙中的一粒都还比不上。
And Earth is just like a sand on the seashore.
有什么呢？光光这个地球已经够我们玩不完了，对不对？
But even just this Earth is too big for us to travel.
我不能讲我从小了，我一直都很有一个盼望，有一天我能够住在二楼。
I always wish that I could live on the second floor.
因为二楼比较有 better view， 可以看风景。
So that I can have a better view.
那 Cupertino 这边这个小山小丘陵的，我也想住个二楼，可以看看山，但是都捞不到。
But I can't even live on the second floor now.
所以我们每一次去，不管到世界，不是到世界各地啊，到美国啊，到其他地方去的时候。
So every time when we travel.
我有时候心里面偷偷都会有一个念头。
I always have this thought.
看到很漂亮的地方，我就想说，如果将来老了能够在这里退休多好。
Whenever I visit a nice place, I would think, oh, when I get old and I hope I can retire here.
啊，到了 Lake Tahoe， 我就去挑哪边最舒服。
When I go to Lake Tahoe, I'll try to pick my place.
啊，到了尼加拉瓜瀑布，又会想说，我如果能够住在加拿大对面多好。
And then when I went to when I visit Niagara Falls, I think how nice it would be if I can live on the Canadian side.
上礼拜到佛罗里达，又发现哎呀，佛罗里达也这么漂亮。
Last week I went to Florida, and I found that's a very nice place too.
弟兄姊妹，光在地球一个小小的地，就已经这么地方这么多地方吸引我们，不知道哪里最好了。
The Earth alone has so many attractions to us.
但是有一件事我可以给你保证哈，我如果要推退休的地方，我绝对不会挑锡安山的。
But I guarantee you, if I want to retire, I will not live on Mount Zion.
西安从外面来看真的是其貌不扬，不好看。
But outwardly, it has no beauty.
但是神在这里创造宇宙万有的神。
But then God, this maker of heaven and earth.
整个万有这么美丽，随便他挑的。
And this universe that every place is up for him.
他挑来挑去，他最喜欢地球。
But then he chose among all these stars and he picked the earth.
我前面已经省了很多了哈，他还喜欢银河系，还喜欢太阳系，还最后才喜欢地球的。
Already omitted all this Milky Way and galaxies and stuff like that.
那喜欢了地球以后呢，他独独喜欢以色列地。
And after he picked earth, he picked the land of Israel.
整个雅各的住处他最喜欢。
And then the dwelling place of Jacob.
而雅各的住处，他说他爱锡安的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
And among all the dwellings of Jacob, he picked the gates of Zion.
弟兄姊妹，这都不是指的外面的。
And these are not material things.
因为锡安山的外表真的是无加型美容。
Because I've been there, that place has no beauty.
因为锡安是神的圣城。
The Zion is the holy city of God.
圣经上讲到说，他拣选锡安作为自己的居所。
The Bible tells us that he chose Zion to be his dwelling place.
诗篇132篇，他说：“我愿意拣选锡安作为自己的居所，是我永远安息之所。”
For the Lord has chosen Zion, He has desired it for His dwelling. This is my resting place forever and ever.
他说, 我要住在这里, 他说,
and He says, I will sit enthroned here, for I have desired it.
而在撒迦利亚书里面讲到他为西安心里极其火热。
And the book of Zechariah tells us that God's heart was burned with fire for the city of Zion.
弟兄姊妹,你最近在为什么事情火热?
Can we ask ourselves, what are you being burning for in your heart?
我想我们很少人现在会火热 for something, 大家现在都冷冷的。
It's hard nowadays for us to be burning with fire for something. Now our hearts have turned cold.
你真的是火热 for something的时候, 别人会看得出来的。
If you truly have the passion for something, other people can tell.
那弟兄姊妹, 神为西安心里极其火热。
But God's heart was burned with fire for the city of Zion.
而且他要向一切西安的仇敌发烈怒。
And He has wrath against all the enemies of Zion.
神说摸你们的就是摸我眼中的瞳仁。
Anyone who touches you is touching the apple of my eye.
弟兄姊妹，西安真的是神最爱的。
Because that's the beloved of God.
所以我们如果说真爱神,
so if we really love God,
我们要知道神心里面最爱的是什么。
We ought to know the love of God's heart.
一直在你我的身上, 在每一个的教会里面, 祂要做一个荣耀的工作。
On you and me, on all churches, He's doing something.
他要得到建殿建成的材料。
He's trying to gain material for His holy city.
要让我们脱离肉体情欲这一切的败坏。
He will cleanse us from the corruption of the flesh and desires.
能够把他荣耀的性情组织在我们的生命里。
And He will constitute on us this holy character of God.
而这一切荣耀向主的性情都是圣城的宝石和建造的材料。
And all these godly characters are precious stones to make up the city of God.
所以千万不要小看我们任何让十字架在我们身上掌权的工作。
Therefore, do not take lightly any opportunity for the work of the cross.
我们说过十字架不是叫我们受苦的。
Again, I tell you that the work of cross is not for us to suffer only.
十字架真正的意义叫做不再是我乃是基督。
The true meaning of cross is it is no longer I but Christ.
十字架真正的意义是愿他兴旺我衰微。
The true meaning of the cross is for Him to increase and for us to decrease. May you increase, may I decrease.
如果苦难没有给我们带来这个结果, 那个苦难是白白受苦, 不叫十字架。
If afflictions and trials cannot bring us godly character, and that is not a cross,
千万不要随便说我家的老婆是我的十字架。
So please do not casually say, my wife is my cross.
你就算说我的女朋友是我甜蜜的十字架，你也不见得有资格讲这句话。I
don't think we are even qualified to say that my girlfriend is my sweet cross.
十字架一定带下一个结果，就是不再是我，乃是基督。Because
cross will always bring us to a state that we will claim that it is no longer I but Christ.
而一切真实十字架工作的结果，就是得到建殿的材料和宝石。And
the result of the work of the cross is to gain the material for the holy city.
第三件事情，这座城讲到是历代众圣徒最受吸引的，也是我们荣耀的盼望。
And this city is also the attraction and glorious hope for all the saints in all generations.
当我们真看见的，这是神永远的旨意。
If we truly see that this is the eternal will of God,
我们都是为着他的荣耀所被创造、所造作、所做成的。
And we are made for His glory.
我们都在这个圣城里面有份。
And we are all part of this holy city.
我们也看见神整个的心, 祂最爱的就是西安圣城。
And we see that it is the heart of God, His beloved.
祂会吸引我们的神, 祂也一定会吸引我们。
If it attracts our God, it too will attract us.
因为祂太宝贵了。
Because it is so precious.
亚伯拉罕被吸引, 当他蒙召出来的时候, 他完全不知道自己要往哪里去。
When Abraham was called, he was appealed and attracted, but he did not know where he was going.
但是圣经上却让我们知道说，他远远的望见，就欢喜的迎接这座城。
But the Bible tells us that he saw it from afar and he welcomed it.
亚伯拉罕是这样，以撒是这样，雅各也是这样。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they all did the same.
讲到一切蒙召的人都是受了这个吸引。
so that all who were called.
这个恩召有何等的指望?
What hope this calling brings us.
所以他吸引的人, 让我们在这里愿意起来, 欢喜地迎接这座城,
so that all of us who were called will welcome it with joy.
愿意承认我们在地上不过是客旅,
that we joyfully admit that we are but aliens and strangers on earth.
弟兄姊妹,
if we do not have this vision in the view,
谁会觉得在地上是做客的呢?
Who would think that we are but aliens and strangers on earth? Because there are so many things attract us on earth. Anything can keep us on earth. Once a young man went to visit a master.
他看见那个大师住的房子非常的简陋, 家徒四壁, 只有简单的两三个家具。
And this master lives in a very humble home with very few furniture.
他就问这个大师说, 你怎么, 什么东西都没有啊?
So he asked him, how come you don't have anything at your home?
那个大师笑笑地看着他,
this master smiled at him.
他说你来我这里怎么也什么东西都没有啊?
And he says, how come you come here with nothing in your hands either?
他说我是客旅哦,经过这啊,所以我一个行李包而已啊。
But he says, oh, I'm but a traveler, therefore I only got my suitcase.
大师说,我也是寄居,我也是做客。
And yet he says, I too am a traveler, I'm also an alien.
弟兄姊妹,这些都不过还是外面的所谓的寄居的表现。
So these are but our manifestation of being an alien.
那真正寄居者的实际是讲到我们里面的心态。
But the reality actually is our mind and attitude.
不要因为这样子,你们回家把所有东西都丢出去,garage sale卖掉。
So please do not misunderstand me and then just throw away all your possessions.
讲到我们里面的心态,
but that is our heart and our mind. Nothing can bind us. Nothing can keep us on earth.
我们是自天而来,为天而活,
we came from heaven, we live for heaven, and we're going toward heaven.
弟兄姊妹,这三句话非常的重要。
Please remember this.
所有属天的旅客, 这是我们的生命,这是我们的生活,这是我们的标杆。
All who are heavenly sojourners, these are our life and our goal.
我们的生命自天而来。
Our life comes from heaven.
我们的生活是为天而活。
And we live for heaven.
我们的脚踪跟标杆是向天而去。
And our walk and our path is toward heaven.
弟兄姊妹,这是一个客旅寄居者的生命和生活。
And that is the lifestyle of an alien and a stranger.
我们是王子微服出巡呢,知不知道?
We're just traveling princes.
我们在地上只是暂时经过的。
We're just passing by temporarily.
我们是从皇宫里面溜出来,不是溜出来,出来的。
We came from heavenly palace.
地上的人不认识我们,不影响我们的身份和尊贵。
It doesn't matter if the world do not recognize us.
有一天我们是要回去的。
Because one day we will go back.
西班牙末代皇帝,这个Alfonso13世。
The last emperor of the kingdom of Spain, Alfonso?
Yeah, 他很喜欢微服出巡。
He loved to travel in common clothes.
有一次他到了一个小趟里面,住在旅馆里面。
One time he went to visit a small city in a hotel.
他早上刮胡子, 所以需要一个镜子, 他就跟那个旅馆的老板说, 你可不可以借我一面镜子?
And then he had to shave, so he asked the manager of the hotel for a mirror.
他在那里刮胡子的时候, 那个老板在旁边看他。
So he was shaving, and then the manager was looking at him.
他就发现这个人的气质不一样。
And he found out this person looks rather different.
他说, 你一定不是本地的人, 你是不是从马德里, 或是从王宫那里来的?
So this manager, the owner of the hotel, asked, you're not a local person. You must come from Madrid, maybe the palace?
那个Alfonso就笑笑, 他说, 你讲对了。
And then the emperor smiled and said, yes, you are right.
他说, 哇, 所以你是在皇宫里面做事的。
And so he said, so you work in the palace?
他也笑一笑, 他说对啊。
He said, yeah.
他说, 那你在里面做什么?
And then the owner asked, so what do you do in the palace?
他说, 你有机会去帮皇帝做事吗?
Do you have the chance to serve the king, the emperor?
那个Alfonso又对他笑笑, 他说我常帮他做事, 做好多事。
And he says, yes, I often do something for him, very often.
哇,这个旅馆老板更是肃然起敬, 他说你都帮他做什么啊?
So this owner has so much respect, so he asked him, so what do you do for him?
Oh, 他说太多了，他说像现在我正在帮他刮胡子呢。
Oh, too many, like now I'm shaving for him.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面得的一个生命是主给我们的生命。
And it's the same way that we have obtained this life from the Lord.
保罗告诉我们说，无论做什么，要从心里面做，像是给主做的。
And Paul tells us, whatever you do, do it from your heart as if you're doing for the Lord.
你刮胡子是为王刮，我们一样可以为主刮。
Even when you are shaving, shave it for the Lord.
保罗在哥林多前书第四章告诉我们，或吃或喝，无论做什么，都是要为了荣耀神而行。
Paul says, whether eating or drinking, whatever you do, do it for the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做为着那个荣耀的意象而活着的人。
And that is to live for that glorious vision.
不然我们从早晨到晚上头放到枕头上，我们很少会想到主。
Otherwise, we seldom think of the Lord from morning to night.
一个有意象的，一个认识神旨意的，跟不认识神旨意、没有意象的人，生活差太多了。
So the lifestyle of one who knows, who has the vision, and the one who without, they are very different.
可能我们都得到了一个从天而来的生命。
Maybe we all have obtained this heavenly life.
但是差就开始差别了，我们到底是否为天而活？
But the difference lies if we live for heaven.
到底我们知不知道，我所有的脚中，我每一个日子都是向天而去？
Do we really know that all our walk is toward heaven every day?
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
下个礼拜我要讲我们的意象。
Next week, I will talk about our vision.
到底我们的意象是什么？
Exactly, what is our vision?
意象的名字常常让我们一听就吓坏了。
Sometimes the word vision scares us.
我也不希望我们下个礼拜人数少一半啊。
And I hope that not half of you will be gone next week.
弟兄姊妹，意象跟我们每一个人都有关系。
This vision has something to do with all of us.
我们一定要认识我们活着是在为什么。
We have to know why we live.
诗篇八十四篇第六节告诉我们
Psalm 84 chapter verse on verse 6 says
靠着你有力量心中向往锡安大道的这人变为有福
Blessed is he who is strengthened by you who walk towards Zion
虽然我们中间可能会经过流泪谷经过一些困难
Maybe we pass through the valley of Baca trials and difficulties
但是这个谷要成为泉源之地
But this valley will become a place of spring
秋雨之福要盖满全谷
And the autumn rain will cover it with pools
然后我们力上加力的到锡安来朝见神
So that we can go from strength to strength and appear before God and Zion 弟兄姊妹
何等希望锡安不仅仅吸引了天上的神
I hope that not only Zion will attract God in heaven.
锡安也吸引了我们今天在地上的子民。
It will also attract us who are children of God.
让我们都为着这个荣耀的意象来活着。
That we will live for this glorious vision.
我在中国大陆很感动的一件事情。
When I went to China, I was greatly touched.
就是很多时候我在乡下，在农家里面跟弟兄姊妹聚会。
Sometimes I had meetings with brothers and sisters in villages.
他们很多人都是没有受过什么教育的。
A lot of them are illiterate or with very little education.
他们的穿着、他们的表情、他们的讲话，都是非常非常不起眼、不起色的。
And they are just very common and ordinary people.
可是当我们一祷告的时候
，But whenever we pray together,
我们的心被他们感动、被他们震撼。
Our hearts will be shaken by them.
哦，我第一次进去的时候，听见他们那么迫切为着锡安的荣耀祷告，我整个心我感动的眼泪就下来。
When I was there for the first time, I heard them pray for the city of Zion. It just made me weep.
从小我们都生长在不同的地方。
We all grew up in different places.
几乎完全不同的世界一样。
We grew up, it's like different worlds.
可是当神的儿女们被摆在一起的时候
，But when children of God are put together,
当我们讲到锡安的时候
，When we talk about Zion,
我们的心都会跳动。
Our hearts will just jump.
我们心里面都会火热。
And we will be burned with fire.
我们都知道我们在为着什么而活着。
Because we know what we live for.
不仅仅天上的神为着锡安心里极其火热。
Not only that, God in heaven is burned with fire for Zion.
弟兄姊妹，盼望我们都起来为锡安火热。
Let's all have this passion for the city of Zion.
效法亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各等候那座有根基的城。
That we will learn from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We will look forward to the city with foundation.
就是神所亲自经营、所建造。
Whose architect and builder is God Himself.
那我们一起再唱一下537首。
Let's sing the hymn 537.
我们只唱第一节跟第四节。
We'll sing stanzas 1 and 4.
向前直往锡安
We're marching to Zion
带着一个荣耀的灵，我们来唱这首诗歌。And
sing with glorious assurance.
让我们起个音，我们唱轻快一点。
来，爱主的人都来将你喜乐敞开，感天长着主的慈爱，感天长着主的慈爱，同到宝座前来，同到宝座前来，向前指望西。
众生昂首齐奔行，爱之本身美丽的神圣第四节，故当高声歌唱，忘记所有忧伤，经过以马内的境界，经过以马内的境界，上更高天下，直达更高天下。
向前指望西海，美丽有美丽的西海，众生昂首齐奔行，爱之本身美丽的深沉。我们一起站起来唱第四节。Stand
up and sing stanza four.
故当高声歌唱，忘记所有忧伤。 经过以马内的境界，经过以马内的境界，直到更高天上，直到更高天上，向前指望西海，美丽有美丽的西海，众生昂首齐奔行。 本是美丽的深沉，不更向前指望西海，美丽有美丽的西海，众生昂首齐奔行，这本是美丽的深沉。
一起来祷告。Let's
pray together.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你！Although
our hearts thank you，
你的旨意永远不失败。Because
your will never fail，
你的旨意要成就在我们的身上。And
your will be fulfilled on us。
主啊，当我们举目望天的时候，When
we look up to heaven，
你让我们都看得见那座荣耀的圣城。May
we all see this glorious city。
那不仅仅是你的心爱，It's
not only the love of your heart，
成了我们的心爱。It
will also be our love。
天堂对我们所以成为天堂。Heaven
is heaven。 It's because you are the center of it.
主啊，来吸引我们。
May you attract us.
让我们脱离自我生活的中心。
So that we will depart from the self-centered lifestyle.
让我们学习来爱你，也爱你永远的旨意。
We'll learn to love you and your eternal will.
让我们每一个都能够 指着锡安来夸口。
That we will boast of Zion.
让我们都能够力上加力的
And we will come appear before God in Zion from strength to strength.
你应许我们凡被耶和华所救赎的都要来到锡安。Because
you have promised the redeemer of the Lord will return and go to Zion.
他们是要歌唱的来到锡安。They
will enter Zion with singing.
哦，主啊，永乐要归给这些子民们。And
everlasting joy will crown their heads.
忧愁叹息都要逃避。All
the sighing and sorrow will flee.
主祝福我们。May
the Lord bless us.
保守我们每一个人。Keep
all of us.
让锡安的荣耀成为我们心中荣耀的盼望。May
the glory of Zion be the glorious hope in our hearts.
提醒我们都是从天而来的子民。Constantly
remind us that we are but from heaven.
提醒我们，我们要为天而活。
That we shall live for heaven.
更来鼓励我们，让我们这所有的脚中向天而去。
And encourage us so that all of our walks will be toward heaven.
让我们忘记所有的忧伤。
That we will forget all of the sorrows.
经过以马内利之境。
We marching through Emmanuel's ground.
让我们一天比一天更上行。
And daily we ascend.
直达更高天上。
Until higher ground.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.